Thanks for joining us on this 4th of July, 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Glad to be with you. Mark Rosa is helping us manage our money. It is Friday, and traditionally we do that here on this show. So even though it's a holiday, Mark, we appreciate your joining us. The Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union. Happy Independence Day.
Dave, and same to you. I'm glad to be with you. Always a pleasure.
You know, I wish we could all be financially independent. Of course, that's always something we pursue and chase our entire lives, and that we cannot all celebrate on this Independence Day. But it is what it is.
It's a lifelong ambition. And I tell you what, Dave, I just wanted to mention, this is the first time my title is changing officially on the program, because we announced the Jefferson Financial announced the merger with Keesler Federal probably around last October, November. And it continues on. You got to go through all the regulatory and everything. So by the time the merger is completely complete, if saying it that way, is probably in the first quarter, maybe even the second quarter of next year. That's how long it takes to put everything together. So you do a lot of the legal, a lot of the regulatory, sign a lot of papers. You go through all these things. But the main thing is to combine the data systems. So that's not going to that you got to get on a calendar. You got to get on with your data processor, and it all gets very complicated very quickly. I step back and let the IT people do what they do best. But it's this is going to create the largest credit union, the combination of us and Keesler, the largest that Louisiana's ever seen, largest that Mississippi's ever seen since Keesler is based in Biloxi. But they've got a lot of economies of scale. It made sense to us to do so. And Dave, I was talking 2-3 years ago at what the you mentioned, like, COVID and stuff earlier this morning. And from a financial institution standpoint, what happened with COVID and the results after how the government dealt with it, it caused a lot of, the inflation, the interest rate risk, all those things that are very poisonous to the financial market. And we're still living through that, relatively high inflation and those things. So that's what will push financial institutions together to get that all important economies of scale. Economic term I learned many years ago when I was an economic student, but that's what drives this stuff. And I wanted to just, so you'll be hearing Keesler, and they gave me the position in the new firm, kind of their chief econ guy, which get along with the management there. Everything is good. So we're just moving forward in that direction. So people hear that as we're going along.
For Jefferson Financial customers, will they notice or see any difference, or does anything change now that officially the merger is moving forward and is taking place?
Yeah. Well, legal day one, that's a quote unquote, you're not seeing my air quotes there, but that was July 1st. So what they're going to see is what we had to do, but prior to that, we were using our own policies, our own rates, our own things, and legal day one, we shift to theirs. So you might have some changes, subtle changes in rates and everything with some of the loan products and some of the deposit products. But then it's not too big the variance, if a variance at all. And that's the only thing people are going to see. You're going to get Jefferson Financial statements. The signage is on all the buildings. Somebody's going to say, well, wait, I thought it was Keith. Again, all that comes next year. So they're going to see, my employees, same people, going in the same offices, using your same products, checks, credit cards, debit cards, all that stuff is no change. And they will be getting, anybody that's a member of Jefferson Financial, start getting correspondence from Keesler as we're going along, as we're approaching that point, that the ATM cards, those types of things might have a change. And it might not. You might still, whatever IT can work, you'll have maybe the same ATM card hitting your same account. It's just on another computer. You're not going to know the difference. So that's ideal. You're going to have a seamless transition and enjoy more branches. I know we already have. Keesler, the combined entity, already has expansion possibilities on the horizon, and that's why we did this.
We're talking with Mark Rosa, now the Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union, as we have passed legal day one and the merger has moved forward. So I'm glad we got to explain that to people. Mark, we are just past the halfway point in the year now. And for a lot of folks, it may be an opportunity to kind of review their finances, take a look at how they're doing, and consider if they're moving everything in the right direction. We typically, you and I, will have talked about about this historically at the first of the year, about it's a good time to kind of take stock of your financial situation and what you need to do. Here we are mid-year. What can people look at to see if they feel like they're on a good financial trajectory and everything seems to be in order here halfway through 2025?
The typical response or approach to this, Dave, is look at some of the market aggregates, the things that we measure, quote unquote, the market by, like the Dow or the S&P, see how that's doing. And as to the extent that your portfolio approximates those market indices or market averages, that's how you're doing. Now, some people, a part of my portfolio has nothing to do with that because I'm 65 and I have some fixed income, meaning some bonds and things as my life has gone on. And, you know, you segue into that and try to get out of equity sometimes. You know, I've said on the show many a times, all of my 401ks in the S&P 500, because I thought that just put it in the index fund. 401k is not something that you're trading or moving things around. And just let that grow. To answer your question, so year to date, we've got decent numbers. And as much volatility as we've seen early on with the tariffs coming on, new administration, different things happening, the Dow year-to-date is up 5.4%. It's not all the money in the world, but it's a positive number. The Dow in 1 year, basically a year ago today, forward, 14%. That's a nice double-digit return. As far as a lot of people who disagree with me, Dave, as far as if I'm getting a double-digit return, that's good news.
Yeah, if I'm making 14% on my money, I am a happy man.
Look, you know, do we want it to be 900%? Of course we do. But it's 14%, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, looking at the S&P, it's very similar. But
the S&P hit a record high this week.
Yeah, it did, and it's 6.8% on the year-to-date and a 13.4. Now, the S&P, I know specifically that the past 2 years, 24 and 23, it was a 20 north of 20% each year for those 2 years, and year to date it's up about 7%. So if you're looking at, you know, the wealth effect takes over, you're looking at your 401k and you're seeing, I mean, these balances are growing. They have to be. If you're approximating these indices, it's growing accordingly. And, you know, I'm looking back, I see a picture of the Dow here on my computer, and we had it was a volatile time. April 2nd, the Dow had fallen to 37,000 within that week when the tariffs were announced. 37,000 to 44. The Dow has been up 7,000 points since April 7th. And, I mean, it's what a remarkable gain. Going back to comments that we made around that time, it's like, okay, this was very upsetting to the market. Didn't know where it was going to go. It was going to be a buying opportunity. It's so many of these sell-offs.
Buy low, sell high. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, somebody getting in. I bought a little bit there. It was you know, a little bit resistance to say I'm going to put money into a market that's falling. But this was temporary. And I continue to believe that all the tariff conversation, all these things are temporary. And it's going to produce a better result. Fingers crossed, better result as we go along. But that was 7,000-point rise. Now, that doesn't take the numbers that I quoted doesn't so much take that. You know, it doesn't start at that bottom and bring it up to the top. But that is a huge percentage in a very compact period of time. And if Tom and I were talking about all the market was 2,000 points on the Dow, it sold off one day. It's like, no, the time isn't to sell now. And just sit on your hands. And this too shall pass, and it passed in a big way. And it seems every time, Dave, when we have some of those sell-offs and everything, it's like, I know it takes a lot of courage to say, look, I'm going to just kind of turn my head from it a little bit, and this is going to remedy itself. And again, it did. So, you know, the employment report was due out this morning. Today, holiday, it came out yesterday. Well, unemployment dropped another 0.1%. It's not all the percent in the world, but it's moving in a way that, you know, it seems like the job market is healthy. The market loved it yesterday. That the Dow rallied, Dow and S&P, the market rallied yesterday on the good news. So I think America, the largest economy in the world, continues to be one of the strongest economies in the world. And so many others are having so much problems. So from the second largest economy, from China on down to many of the larger economies, Japan, Europe, they're not having the fun that we're having. We are in a growing economy, so that's where those market indices reflect that.
Well, we talk about the volatility frequently, but here we are talking about the halfway point. How does the second half of the year look, and what is your advice to people as we move forward through the rest of 2025?
Well, okay, I'll take the last one first. The advice to people, I've talked to my students, the class that I teach at UNO, it's like, guys, y'all, if they're 20-somethings, they've got their whole life ahead of them, they can basically do what they want. If it's more people that I'm talking to, peers of mine, you start segueing out of equities depending on what your retirement date, depending on when you need the money. If somebody's 35 and they say, look, I need the money in 1 year, well, then markets can be volatile on short periods of time like that. So you need to say buy a CD at a financial institution. But if you say, and I'm 30 and this is long term, I'm not going to need the money till I'm 70. Well, then you could take some more liberties than that. You could be a little bit more aggressive. You could have aggressive growth funds, those types of things. But again, for me, at my age and saying, well, I might retire in 5 years. Well, then that's going to reshape. Like I said earlier in this broadcast, I have some fixed income stuff that doesn't have the volatility of equities. It has the more certain outcome of I love dividends. I love when companies send me checks. I love it. And I cash every one of them, Dave. I know you wouldn't have known that, but I cash every damn one they send me. So that dividend income is important to me, and it adds a stabilizing element to the portfolio. But that's for people that like us, and they're closer to retirement than just starting their careers.
Mark Rosa, congratulations on the new title, Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union, and we will watch as the merger continues to unfold. In a nutshell, very quickly, how do you see the second half of 2025 working out financially for folks?
Well, it seems like the market has really embraced the big, beautiful bill, and all that was passed, and that's part of where the market has gone later on this week. That's part of what led to where it is. And I think it's going to work, Dave. I think it's been encouraging to the financial system. I think it added a little bit more certainty instead of talking about what's going to pass, and the market likes that. It's like, even though it's not the best thing in the world, because what is? It passed. And so you've got more certainty in the market, so we might see some of this tariff conversation bleed off. And I think we're going to have a decent second part of the year. So, we don't have to sell out of our investments and think we've got to shove it all under the pillow. I don't think that'd be the thing to do here.
All right. No shoving it under the pillow. That is the advice we will leave you on from Mark Rosa. Mark, I know you'll be back with Tommy on Monday helping us manage our money. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day. And thank you for being here. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll come back with more of your favorite patriotic songs on this 4th of July right after this.